This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Beef Products, Inc. and ABC News have reached a settlement in a lawsuit over ABC's use of the term pink slime. Meat industry publication Meeting Place reports that no terms of the settlement have been disclosed, but Beef Products, Inc. announced Wednesday morning that the company was extraordinarily pleased to have reached a settlement. ABC also released a statement saying that the company has reached an amicable resolution of its dispute with the makers of lean, finely textured beef. Beef Products, Inc. was suing the network and a lead reporter in a $1.9 billion case over ABC's series of reports in the spring of 2012 that raised questions about lean, finely textured beef's suitability for human consumption. BPI closed 3 of 4 processing plants and laid off some 700 people in March of 2012 after demand for lean, finely textured beef plummeted. In other news, the Department of Agriculture is seeking public input on GMO labeling. The USDA Ag Marketing Service posted 30 questions for the public this week regarding labeling food items containing genetically modified ingredients. The feedback, according to Politico, will help the agency develop a proposed rule governing how food manufacturers disclose when products contain genetically engineered ingredients. Questions include, what terms should be interchangeable with bioengineering, whether Ag Marketing Service should require disclosures for foods containing highly refined products such as oils or sugars derived from bioengineered crops, and the amount of a bioengineered substance needed to deem it bioengineered. The GMO labeling legislation passed by Congress last year gave USDA 2 years to finalize the regulation. USDA says it's preparing to release the rule later in 2017. Well, Illinois State Fair entry deadlines are fast approaching. State Fair Manager Kevin Gordon wants to remind fairgoers that if an entry deadline falls on a weekend, entries must be postmarked by the following Monday to be accepted. For the open show in beef, dairy, sheep, and goats, the deadline is July 1st. Junior show, beef, dairy, sheep, swine, goats, poultry, and rabbits, also July 1st. The Society Horse Show deadline is July 7th. Open show, poultry, and rabbits registration deadline is July 10th. The Twilight Parade, July 11th. General entries, July 15th. Open show, late entry deadline is July 25th. Dairy products, August 9th. Bee Culture Professional Entries deadline is August 9th, and Bee Culture Open Entries is August 10th. The State Fair will be held August 10th through the 20th this summer, and if you'd like more information, you can visit the fair website at illinoisstatefair.info. Well, the 2017 crop reporting deadline is quickly approaching for farmers. Executive Director of the Macoupin County FSA Office, John Nolan, says you have until July 17th to report your acres.
Yes, Katie, it's sneaking up on us. The deadline is Monday, July 17th to report your spring seeded crops, spring planted crops and CRP acres to FSA. That's coming up in 2.5 weeks, and the certification has been somewhat heavy, but we still got a number of farms yet to come in, and I just want to remind farmers that they need to report to FSA their spring seeded crops and CRP acres prior to no later than Monday, July 17th. I would encourage farmers to come in sooner rather than later to avoid long lines. What you will need to have when you come in to report your acres to FSA is, like in the past, you'll need to provide your planting dates and crop shares for the crops you report. And, of course, you have to have your crops planted, and I think most farmers are finished planting this year. And it is in Macoupin, it's on a first-come, first-served. We don't normally take appointments, but we can if that works better for you. But generally, it's first-come, first-served in Macoupin. Get in the door, and we'll get you certified.
Just to refresh myself and maybe those who aren't as familiar with the acreage reporting if they don't farm, how is this information used, or why are farmers needing to report this?
Well, it's been a requirement of farm programs for decades. If you sign up in the Arc County PLC program, you are required to report your crops annually to FSA to to be eligible for farm program, potential farm program payments. In addition to CRP, similar, you have to report your acres for CRP. So it is a requirement to be eligible for farm program payments. That's why you report it. I do want to make a mention, we're about 95% of our farms have signed up since winter for the 2017 ARC PLC sign-up commodity programs, but we still have some stragglers, not too many farms, and we're going to try to catch those producers when they come in and certify their crops. So if you have not signed up, please, when you come in and certify, please make sure we get you signed up. The deadline for that is August 1st.
Has anything changed with the reporting, or has it been the same way for many years now? You're giving the same information when you come in?
Yes, it's been this way for where you've had to give us your planting dates and shares for probably the last 5 or 6 years, and that's all the same. And crop reporting, most farmers are very, very familiar with it. They take our crop reports many times. We print out a copy here and give them an extra copy for them to take to the crop insurance agent. So the crop insurance agent also has that information timely so they can fulfill their crop insurance requirements as well.
Okay, so deadline is July 17th, but obviously you can come in sooner than that, anytime between now and then. Is there any opportunity if a farmer would miss that deadline that they could still report?
You can always do a late crop report, and I'm glad you brought that up, Katie. You can always file a late crop report after July 17th. The problem with doing that is you will be assessed a $46 fee per farm. We don't want that to happen. That can get pretty expensive if you've got very many farms. So I would avoid that. We get a few every year who miss the date, and we have to contact them and say, you missed the date, and you have to come in and do it. They have to pay that $46, and FSA has to inspect it. So I strongly encourage farmers to get this in, get it done. Please avoid that last week. It's usually the busiest week of the year. There could be long lines in most offices. So please get in sooner rather than later.
All right, sounds great. And this goes to any farmer, not just Macoupin County, but surrounding counties. That's the deadline for everybody.
This is statewide.
Okay, John, if anyone would have questions, what's the best way to contact you or the FSA office?
If you have any questions for Macoupin County, please call us at 217-854-2626. We will be here.
Executive Director of the Macoupin County FSA office, John Nolan. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.